Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, good morning. So, quick question. If you were here last week, do you remember what is the thing we talked about? Because it's again this week. What?
Manna.
And we also talked about bread, right? So manna is a form of bread. So this morning we're going to talk a little bit about
bread,
moldy bread. That's right. We talked about bread and how it perishes. Good job. So this morning, we're going to talk a little bit about bread again. Jesus continues to kind of talk about himself in ways that seem strange. He called himself bread again today. And he said, those who eat my bread, eat my flesh, and drink my blood will live forever. It's a little strange, isn't it? Yeah, exactly. That's exactly the face he was looking for. I think you all should be able to see that. So this morning, we're going to go over here to this little table. Can we go on a little pilgrimage together? Ready? Come on. There's that little table over there. Do you see with a tablecloth on it? Let's go over there. Everybody together. Nobody touch the table. Just stand around it. Okay? All right. So what is this table? Have you ever noticed this table before? What is this?
Yes.
This is the table where
the bread
and they pass out the bread.
Correct. So the bread is here. Everybody peek. No touching. Just look. Right? Bread. And what's in here?
Grape juice.
Grape juice. Or, and what's in here?
Wine.
Correct. Which kids don't always like to drink. That's true. So we have this table. It's called, ready? The credence table. So this, you were about to say that, you are so smart. So this table is where we put things aside, the bread and the wine and the grape juice, which is also in its own form wine. And so we prepare it here. So it's like Jesus is waiting for us, right? Way over here, not quite yet in the center aisle. So what happens to it after it's here? People drink it from here?
No.
What happens to it from here? What happens,
they Ian? They bring it over there.
They bring it over here. Ready, go.
Yeah.
We come on over here, everybody. Yeah, exactly, we go. So, guys and girls, we are coming over here, and it happens. Whoa, careful, are you okay? Midway through the service, the bread and wine is brought over here. Bread and wine is just basically what? Bread and wine. Correct. Nothing super fancy. We have bread and wine at home. You might not drink wine at home, but you drink juice, right?
Yeah.
So you have it at home. Regular, everyday things. And it's brought over here midway through this service with what else? What goes with it?
Bread. Bread.
What comes with it? Jesus comes with it. Yes, always Jesus is a good answer. There's these plates, and there's money in them, and checks in them, and maybe some coins.
The offering.
Give me five. The offering and the bread and wine are brought up together. So everyday basic things are brought up to the altar together. Ready? The pilgrimage continues. No falling this time, though. Yeah, so we bring it up together. Pretend I've got bread and wine. Pretend the offering plates are in my hands. Right? And then what happens to them? Do they just stay here in the middle? No, they are brought up to the altar, right? And put on the altar. So these everyday things, these things that we have at our house, like bread and wine and the offerings that we bring, they turn into, who said Jesus before? Who was it? Yeah, so they turn into Jesus' presence with us. After we say prayers and sing songs, Jesus, we bring our things up, the everyday things, and then we say prayers and give thanks together. And somehow, some mystery or another, God is present with us. Now, do you see a human body, a bunch of, you know, there's people behind the altar, but do you see human body coming out of the bread? Like, does it just sort of like transform into bread?
No.
Into human? No. Thank goodness. That would be totally weird. Yeah, I'm so glad that doesn't happen because I think I would run away screaming and kind of freak out.
Yeah.
Right? So it doesn't turn into Jesus' body. It's not like actual flesh. Like if I pinched it, Jesus wouldn't go, ow, right? But somehow or another, we say Jesus is present. So if we believe that Jesus is present, even though it doesn't, the substance of the bread and wine doesn't change into flesh and blood, Jesus is still present. And they are everyday gifts turned into something magnificent. Don't you agree? Doesn't it turn into something pretty amazing? And remember, it comes up during the offering. So not only are we offering our offerings in the offering plate, in other ways too, talents as well, but Jesus is offering himself for us and comes present at the altar with us. And then what happens after we say prayers and Jesus is present? What do we do with it? We eat it and drink it, right? So we take Jesus within ourselves. So today, as we receive communion, or some of us will receive a blessing on our foreheads, asking God to be present with us. Either way, God has blessed us and is present as we go out this door. So today I invite you to reflect on that today. The offering, bringing forward, asking God to be present. God comes and is present with us in a mysterious way, but God is still present. And then we take God within ourselves. Jesus comes, flesh and blood, within our bodies. You have a question? This here, it's a microphone. Looks a little funny, right? Let's pray. Thanks for following me on this pilgrimage today, and blessings to you. Good and gracious God, we give you thanks for this day, for the chance to come and be present in your midst as you bless us with bread and wine. We give you thanks that we are able to offer ourselves to you as your Son is offered to us, so that we may live fully and live forever. We give you thanks and praise in Jesus' name, and all of God's children said, Amen. Thanks for coming on up.